2016, Machzashir.
Maybe a central part of the avoda of Rosh Hashanah is to strengthen our core belief, to strengthen our emunah. I was very gratified that I saw a similar comment in a recent collection of ideas, the same comment from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that every part, every Yom Tov does, is a Yom Tov in which we visit, and every Shabbos we visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Creator, and in Pesach that He redeems us, and Sukkot He protects us, and on Shavuos that He gave us the Torah. Core beliefs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control, of Hashgacha Pratis, of what we call also Yuchad Aborei, so that seems to be the part of the avoda, or the central avoda of Rosh Hashanah. Very often used to say, if a person wanted to understand the Yom Tov, one looks at the Machzor. And the core idea of the Machzor is Malchias. We often speak about Rosh Hashanah as being the day of when we're Mamlech to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What does it mean? What goes through our minds when we're saying we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Kabbalah's Omal Cheshmaim probably goes through our minds, but I thought that it would be a good time, we did this many years ago, but I thought it would be a good time to go through the psukim of, it's the only copy though.
Oh.
A very short shir. We'll be out to the presidential debate very shortly. If we go through the 10 psukim of Malchias, Chazal, again, the themes of the Musaf Shmon Esrei used to be that there were themes of the Shachar Shmon Esrei that bumped up to Musaf. Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofaros. Gemara says, Imru lefonei Malchias kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. Say the Psukim of Malchias, so that you will announce my monarchy. What does that mean? What goes through our minds? What are the... So I thought it would be an interesting exercise is look at all the psukim, and look at the psukim through the perush, the commentary of the Malbim. And by doing so, notice some of the nuances of the psukim, and see how each posuk contributes to the concept of Malchus and what's supposed to be going on in our minds when we recite the Musaf, and when we think of the course of the Yom Tov itself. Most of the piyutim also center around Malchus, with the exception of the few that center on the Yom HaDin, Nesan HaTokef. But even the Nesan HaTokef ends off with Atahu Melech El Chai V'Kayim. But most of our piyutim, whether it's Melech Elyon, Chol Ma'aminim, it all centers around the concept of Malchus. So let's begin the very first pasuk. We know that the Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofaros are three psukim from Chumash, three psukim from Ksuvim, three psukim from Navi, and then one pasuk from Chumash. I often said that it's Hashem Malach. It begins with Torah. Sorry, it begins with the present Hashem Melach. Then, Hashem Malach is the Torah, and the Ksuvim is Hashem Melech, and the Neviim are Hashem Yimloch. So the very first Pasuk is Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Voed. God will forever be king. Now where does Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Voed come? That's from the Shira. The very end, that is the pinnacle of the Shira. When we Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Voed, it indicates, according to Ramban, that the moment of Shira was a moment of Mashiach. If there was any time in history when there was something like Messianic times, it was right after Kriyas Yamsuf. The clear presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, miracles that were open, the ascendancy of Klal Yisrael. So everything came together, and Shiras Hayom, and the universal acceptance of Klal Yisrael and of God's involvement, it all happened at Yamsuf. So we begin with Hashem, and at that point, nothing could change. Things did change. There was Amalek, there was Chait, but at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem Yimloch Olam Voed. The Malbim's comment is that Hamelucha Eitzel Hashem Titzayin Shemanhig Ban Hogo Hashgochi Yis Shelo Lefi Chuki Ateva Hakvum Lefi Ritzono. That what is the moment of Malchus is being expressed parenthetically. I think that that's also why Shiras Hayom is recited every single day, because the Pesukei de Zimra is a preparation for Kriyas Shema, and Kriyas Shema, the center of Kriyas Shema is Shema, where we announce our allegiance to Rabbeinu Shalom. And over the course of Pesukei de Zimra, my understanding is that we are developing different ideas of Malchus Hashem. And that's why at the very end, Oz Yoshe was tacked on. And the reason why I say this is because the bracha that begins and ends Pesukei de Zimra mentions in the Baruch She'omar, we say, V'shirei David Avdecha, and Allah will praise you. Negadelcha, we will elaborate on your greatness. Nefe'erecha, will glorify you. Nazkir Shimcha, will mention you. Okay, that's obviously mentioning is more than just mentioning, because it'll be the first. And then V'namlicha Malkeinu Alekeinu, and we will announce your Malchus. And the brachas, Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Mulal Batish Brachos. And the closing bracha of Pesukei de Zimra, the Yishtabach, also ends with when Kedusha Umalchus, right? Habocher Bishri Zimra Melech El Chayr Lomim. And the reason why I thought that this is accurate is because in all of Pesukei de Zimra, there is one pasuk that's a non-pasuk. What's that? One pasuk doesn't exist. Pesukei de Zimra is all, you have the Tehillim at the end, you have Hodu, which is probably from Divrei Yamim, partly from Tehillim. There's one pasuk, and Yichavod is a collection of Pesukim. But there's one pasuk done in Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yiloch. It's a non-pasuk, it doesn't exist. So I figure if the person who put together Yichavod had to go out of the psukim to write something, it must have been terribly important. In other words, it must have been so important that he's willing to concoct a pasuk that doesn't exist. That's what indicates to me that is the central theme of Pesukei de Zimra. So we end off with the Shiras Hayom, and we begin the announcement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus with that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is willing to change the natural law that he put into place. That's Hashem Yimloch Olam Voed. And in that moment, they have you give expression to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Hashgacha Pratis. That's what the Malbim says, providence. Because Baruch is watching, and he's in control of everything, and willing to do miracles. And that's Malchus. But instead of just talking about the word sovereignty, monarchy, we'll try to identify exactly what are we pointing out. So what are we expressing allegiance to? What should be going on in our minds when we say we're Mamluch HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the very first, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was total control, and that means both in the natural realm and when it breaks. The next pasuk is the pasuk from Bilam. Lo hibid oven b'Yaakov, v'leiro omel b'Yisrael. So Bilam says to Balak, you think that I can change because Baruch Hu's will? You think I'll be able to give him a klola? Lo hibid oven b'Yaakov, because Baruch Hu doesn't see any of their avarus. Leiro omel b'Yisrael, he doesn't see their flaws. Hashem elokav imo usruas melech bo. The Malbim focuses on Oven, Yaakov, Omel, Yisrael. It's Malbim style to look at the Pesukim. Why is it Yaakov and then Yisrael? Why is it Oven and then Omel? And why is it Hibit and Ross? So he suggests that Oven are Averus, and Yaakov, many of the Mephoshim suggest, beginning of the Ramban, that Yaakov is the cholesterol. And Yisrael is the elite of Klal Yisrael, the ones that are closest to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the pasuk reads lo hibit the regular the hamon amam Klal Yisrael we do averos, Lo he bit, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not take that into account. He's willing to, he tolerates our averus. Lo yiro omol b'Yisrael, and the elite, so omol means, according to the Malbim, they think. They don't even do averus, the elite, but they may once in a while think something they shouldn't think. So, and that requires greater insight. So lo yiro, Kadosh Baruch Hu does not express, does not try to find omol the flaws of Yisrael. Hashem elokov imo, God is close with the Jewish people. Usruas melech bo. What's Sruas melech bo? What does Sruas mean? Friendship. It comes from Reya, right? That's why when we think about the truas of the shofar, so there's a lot going on. On one hand, trua means a broken tone, but trua also means Ashrei Odom Yodeya Sarua. Right? Means that happy is that it means, so Sruah can also mean to be close with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Sruas Melech Bo. So here we're expressing Malchus and that Kadosh Baruch Hu's closeness to the Jewish people. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashkot Devukim. So if Hashem Yimach Alam Vayim, we're expressing global terms, so Sruas Melech Bo means that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special place for, and only a Melech is able to make that kind of distinction. Right? Only a melech can have certain subjects that he is close with, certain subjects that he distances from him. Vahi bishurin melech, and when is Kadosh Baruch Hu a king in Klal Yisrael? V'sasef rosh ha'am yachad shivti Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael gets together. So this already shifts to, when we're mamlech the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that shifts to us. What's our responsibility? We have to celebrate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim does not have a comment in this pasuk, but at the end of the pasuk of Usruas Melech Bo, he goes off in a tangent as if he was addressing this pasuk. That's why I have the asterisk there. Kemosha Melech Yiskabed Al Yidei Ha'am Shumaleich Aleihem. That what gives a sense of Malchus when the king comes to his people and he's celebrated. That's Malchus. He's noticed, he's not just noticed, but people clamor and they do all sorts of parades. And Tinosei Malchusoi, V'nikdash B'chvoda Al Yedei Tzadikim. That's Vahi Bishurin Melech B'sasev Rosh Hayom. That's again the three ideas that we're expressing at the very beginning. Idea Malchus, number one, when we say that we are Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying we understand, we accept that he's in control. We understand that his control will give special favor to the Jewish people. And we understand that Malchus means that we have to contribute to Malchus. That if Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to spend time in this world and we ignore him, so then we are not affirming his Malchus. We affirm his Malchus if we celebrate it. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is also a Yom Tov Day celebration. That's why when it comes to the Tkios, there are different amongst this. The Gedolei Yisrael, throughout time, there are always two different approaches. One is that it's an awe-filled moment, a moment when we think about his Oris to Tshuva, and on the other hand, it's for some it was a celebratory moment. We're celebrating with the trumpets and down to Rebbeinu Shlomo's Malchus. I think that's why I think that on Rosh Hashanah, we took over the course of the years. So we have put together all the different kiyas that different Jews do. In other words, our common practice is, as far as halacha is concerned, as far as the Torah is concerned, the din de raisa, once we do a tekiyah, and then some middle tone, and then some final tone, a tekiyah, something else on the other end, do that 9 times, do that 3 times, that's the mitzvah de raisa. To do a tekiyah, call it a shvarim tekiyah, and once for Malchus, once for Zichronos, once for Shofar. So we do, instead of 9, we are up to 100. How did we grow from 9 to 100? Because there was a question as to what is the middle tone? Is it a shvarim? Is it a trua? Is a shvarim trua? We know it's some kind of crying tone. Now why on Rosh Hashanah do we try to cover all the different approaches? The simple approach is because it's a sofek deiraisa, right? It's a mitzvah deiraisa. You get a chance to dismiss it once a year. So you don't want to mess up. So you want to make sure you get it. So you do all the different possibilities. But there's another approach from the Gaonim, and that was that, as far as the Torah is concerned, a Shvarim is good, a Tru is good, a Shvarim Tru is good. There are different communities that have done different things. The Gemara says that our practice of doing all of these tones comes from Rabbi Yevol b'Kesaria. So Kesaria was a city that brought together, in Roman times, that was like New York. People came from all over the place. So the Gaonim suggested that when we do Tkiya Shvarim, we do Shvarim Tru, and a Shvarim Tru together, we want to cover all the different practices. And then out of that grew other approaches later on, and much more recently, when we had Western European Jews and Eastern European Jews coming together. So if in our own shul, we will try to do the Eastern European Trua, the curled Trua, and at the end we'll do the Western European flat, the curled Shvarim, and the flat Shvarim. We'll try to cover for those who hold that Shvarim Tru is one breath, and those who hold Shvarim Tru are two separate breaths. How did this approach come about? So I believe it's because if everybody announces the king in a different way, that's a ragtag sovereignty, right? King comes to town, and every different group, one has a parade in the Lower East Side, another has a parade on the Upper West Side, another has a parade, nobody goes to each other's parades, that's not a great malchus, right? So he comes, so to have a malchus where every shul is going to be blowing shofar differently, that's not very celebratory, because Baruch Hu's malchus, and we can't even figure out come to the same inaugural ball. And if everybody's going to come to, they're going to say, that's not the way I blew shofar, that's why they blew shofar. So that, I think, is all part of the idea of Vehi Bishurin Melech Misasev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a time when Klal Yisrael focused on encompassing, on bringing together, and the mitzvah of shofar was the way that that becomes expressed.
Doesn't that even further point out the dichotomy? Like,
no.
All these different tones, basically you're saying, well, we can't really get it right.
No.
Decide on which way to do it.
No, according to the Gaonim, we could be Yotzei. Anybody could be Yotzei with any tone. And according to the Gaonim, this approach is that Trua, whatever you do, will be a Kiyum and Trua. Michael? A good Achas. Right, right. Right? That's what we said at the beginning. That, Ubechein Tein Kovod, or is it before that? V'yosukum a good Achas, that will all come together. Lasos Ritzonucha Belev of Sholem. I also thought was interested by the combination. The Yosu Kulam Agudu Achas, by the way, is also is passive. Events will bring us together that we will become one. Lasos Ritzonucha, to do your will with purity. What does purity have to do with coming together as a group? Lev of Sholem means we only have one motive. Only to serve the Rebbeinu Sholem. So probably it means that whenever different groups get together and they want to accent their own group, there's an ulterior motive. They may want to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they also want to maintain their own identity, who they are. So there'll be a time where Yosu Kudu Achos will all be together, and we won't have to give expression to that I, you know, the way I do it. We all want to do one thing, just to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's the first three, the three from the Torah. We then move on to the three from David HaMelech. So the first of the three from David HaMelech comes from Perek Chof Beis, Lam Natzeach L'Dov Al Ayelas HaShachar. It's about times to come. Ayelas HaShachar is the upcoming Geula. And the pasuk that we have is Ki LaHashem Amlucha U'Moshel BaGoyim. The pasuk we have is the Malbim, and this is an idea which I believe has been expressed by others, but it's often attributed to the Malbim, as he says in this piece, that Melucha, a Melech, is a king that was put into place by the people. And a Moshel is a person who puts himself into place, right? Ki LaHashem Amlucha U'Moshel BaGoyim. So the David HaMelech is saying that is all true about a human Melech and a human Moshe. But a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ki LaHashem Amlucha. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not come into place because of common consent. He doesn't come in because he's voted in. And Moshel Bagoyim, he doesn't, it's his own initiative which expresses its strength and therefore can take over. Now the previous pasuk to that is Yizkru v'yashuvu al Hashem, kol av se'oretz. This is the idea of universal recognition. In times to come, similar to the idea of Shira Sayyam of Oz Yashir, but that's not, might not be the idea that's fully expressed there, is that Ki Lashem Amlucho Moshe David HaMelech is referring to upcoming times when the all the nations will recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, and again, it will not be because he is forcing himself upon them, but they recognize V'yashuva L'Hashem Kol Afsi Oretz V'yishtavon Kol Mishbachois Goyim. So that introduces the idea when we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're thinking about also what's going to be in the future. Go ahead.
Moshel Bagoyim, the Goyim still don't accept him, so he's putting the...
putting the place in on them. So the previous pasuk is, Yizkiru v'yashuvu el Hashem, af se'oretz. V'yishtach v'lefenechu kol mishpachos Goyim. So the Malbim understood that this is already, I think, after they fully recognize. The next pasuk is familiar to us from Friday night davening. Hashem Moloch Geus Lavesh. Lavesh Hashem Oizus Hazor. Avti Koin Tevel Baltimot. And God rules Geus Lavesh, and He is clothed with great pride. Lavesh Hashem Oz, and He is clothed, or He clothes Himself, Oizus Hazor, with strength and fierceness. Avti Koin Tevel Baltimot. So Malbim is the following comment. What's the lavesh lavesh? Clothed and clothed. Clothed with geos, clothed with oz. To suggest that geos is when God changes nature. Oz is God maintaining nature. Geos is when we recognize, anybody can recognize that there is an interruption of natural law. One of the great observations that David HaMelech wants us to appreciate is that the Ribbono Shel Olam keeps both at the same time. So the human being, the Malbim goes through and laboriously describes, you don't have the piece in front of you, laboriously describes how a human being, if he has a machine going which requires, has to be interrupted and cleaned out, it's very hard to keep the machine going while he's cleaning it out. It's very hard to maintain a machine while it's in the course. And so the Ribbono Shel Olam is able to do Kriyas Yamsuf, but the sun and the moon and the planets all stayed on, all stayed going. So Hashem Moloch, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Geyos Lavesh, that He is able to clothe Himself, be entirely involved, entirely represented by a nes nigla, by a revealed miracle, and at the same time, Lavesh Hashem owns, He is still fully clothed with natural law and the natural ongoings. Avti kon tevel, the world doesn't slip away. Now this is really expressing a deeper idea. It's one of the concepts of Yichud, Yichud Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu can present Himself in two different ways entirely. In a pagan culture, you couldn't do that. Pagan culture, if a miracle is happening and the world is ongoing, so the miracle is in natural law, so it must be two different gods. Couldn't be the same. It has to be some kind of tension. So the David HaMelech is saying, Hashem Moloch. One of the deeper ideas of Malchus is that we will continuously see things that human beings could not do at the same time. We'll continuously see two different sides of the Ribbono Shel Olam. In fact, the Gemara says that when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, so then we saw Hashem Ish Melchom Hashem Shem, we saw a powerful God. When it came to Matan Torah, so apparently the Jews were wondering, is this the same thing? the same power, the one that's interested in giving over a law and teaching and discipline and having talking about sanctity and talking about a different way of life, and the one who's ripping apart power's armies. So we had that that quandary. So part of Malchus for us, part of Malchus is saying is what we call Yichud Hashem, is that all the different ways in which a God presents himself, it's all, and we, that idea we express several times throughout the davening, right? For example, v'kol ma'aminim, shu'kel emuna, ha'bochein uvodei ginzei nistaros, kol ma'aminim shu'bochein kloyos, we all believe that the Ribbono Olam is, hashgacha pratus is, looking into everybody's issues, bochein kloyos, he knows what goes on inside of us. Hagol mimoves ufodet mishachas. We know that he is that he can redeem, he can pull us back from the brink. Kol mamish ugol chazak. He's a powerful redeemer. Adon yechidi. He judges, and then we say v'chol maminim shuhoy yohavi v'yihya. We also believe he's the God who's been around for all time. Right? For us, it's not a stira. Kol ma'aminim shu yotzram babotan. Everybody trusts God created me. The kol ma'aminim shu kol yochel, that he is all powerful. Shu melech olam. So the we give expression to this over and over again within the davening with the melech elyon. Let's see. Melech Elyon, Gibor Lehokim, Gozeru Mekim, Gola Mukim, Lade Yad Yimloch. Let's see. His strength, he can make degrees, he can make things, he keeps his decrees. Hamdaber Bitstoko, Halovesh Soko, Hamazin Sokan. He's also the one who is ready to listen to person's own hamazin sokol, hears people crying out. As melech olamim, right? Mesiach ilmim, he will talk with those who are otherwise quiet. So the ongoing observation of the different ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu presents himself, that's one of the expressions of Malchus, all encompassing, and the many different facets, and not requiring the belief in different gods. The next pasuk we're familiar with, because that's the pasuk that we say Sunday mornings, and the pasuk we say with Mariv, right? Lam Natzeach, when we say Mizmor David and Su'u Shor Mashechem. Chazal say that this was composed by either by Shlomo HaMelech or by David HaMelech, foreseeing what's going to happen. That when the Aron was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, so the walls of the Beis HaMikdash did not open up until Tehillim was said. Till it was said, Tzu'u Shor Mashechem Inosu Pischei Olam. Now the Perek begins with recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu as being the creator, Borei Olam. I believe that, the way the Malbim explains this, is that the bringing the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, that was the having the world fulfill its purpose. L'David mizmor l'Hashem o'oret umloa, tevel v'yosh v'yva. And then we say, but when it was supposed to, when it was time for it to fulfill its purpose, zed dor dor shav. Right, again, Hashem o'oret umloa, tevel v'yosh v'yva. God established the world in the waters. However, the world was not ready for God's presence to be part of the world. When there was a generation that sought out the Ribbono Shel Olam, when there was a people who sought out the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was time for the Beis HaMikdash to be established and to bring the Aron. But then, didn't happen. till Su'u Sha'arim Rashaychem V'Nosu Pischei Olam, until this Tehillim was said that the gates should open up. And then we have this strange interplay that has V'Nosu Pischei Olam V'Yovoi Melech HaKavod, the king of Kavod. Mize Melech HaKavod, who's the king of Kavod? Hashem Yisrael Gibor, God who's fierce and strong, Hashem Gibor Melchama. Su'u v'sha'or m'sheichem u'su pischei olam. First it says v'hinosu, and now it says u'su'u. First as and they should be opened, and now su'u is su'u pischei olam. V'yovo melech ha'kavod, mi'uz melech ha'kavod. Hashem tzvos hu melech ha'kavod tzelem. What's the melech ha'kavod? Another aspect of Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to be the Melech HaKavod? So the Malbim suggests that a concept that we're familiar with, that there are two ways in which we can be respectful of Kadosh Baruch Hu. One is that we are afraid of the possible onus he could give us. That's called Yiras HaOnash. And the other is called Yiras HaRomimus, where we are awestruck by the accomplishments and the greatness and overwhelmed by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Malbim suggests that that's the two forms of Melech HaKavod. Melech HaKavod, he says, that's the king who commands any source of Kavod, any source of respect. It's Melech HaKavod, where if there's any reason to give somebody Kavod, if there's any reason to give an idea Kavod, any reason to give, Kadosh Baruch Hu deserves it. It's Melech HaKavod. He is the penultimate of all forms of it. Whatever deserves respect in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu has that in spades. Right? Now, when, in human terms, when somebody deserves all of that Kavod, so to speak, so it can be very frightening. It can be very, we could respond in great fear. So that's Miuzes to Ushar Meshechem, Usupis Chiolum, the Yovo Melech HaKavod. Miuz Melech HaKavod. Hashem Izuz Vigibor, he's fierce, he's powerful. Gibor Muhammad, he does battles. So then it says, Hinosu Pis Chiolum. Then we just fall by the ways and let it open up. And we respond in a way that our fear, our pachad carries us. Right? And that can be part of Rosh Hashanah as well. Misana Tokef, right? Person is goes through the details, so then it's V'hinosu Pischei Olam. The pachad, the fear, should overtake a person, right? The L'kel Orech Din. Right? So we refer to the other theme of Rosh Hashanah, the theme of Din. It begins with V'chein L'chol HaKol Yachtiru. We all, right? We first say the payet of Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Olam Ve'ed. We go through the payet of first the different malachim who all pronounce God to be king. Uvechein, we finish off by saying Uvechein lecho hakol yachtiru, and then we express one of the ideas of malucha that so that now there's a reason to be frightened. Lekel oirech din. Levoichin levoveis b'yoyim din. Those going on in our hearts on a day of the Gola Mukois Badin. The Dover, one of the childhood memories I have, I grew up in a shul where the Bali, most of the Bali were still Europeans. Still Eastern Europeans. The Shachresim for sure. Most of, later on, as I got older, so they, but even the, even when I get older, it's also Eastern European. And so, and these were Balei Tefillah that had, if they didn't daven in Europe, they probably daven in Europe already. But if not, their nusach was entirely, so the one time during the davening where every Balei Tefillah would break down was the Kel Aruch Din. You never make it through without, that was the, and so that's one idea of Uvechein Lecho Akol Yachtiru. That part of recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus is he's a Melech HaKavod. We need to be frightened. So that's V'hinosu. then our fear takes over, and we are not personally reacting, so to speak. But there is another aspect of God's malchus where we don't lose ourselves to fear. As the Malchus says, Lo mipnei pachad ha'onesh, not because we're afraid of the punishment, rak mitzad yiras haromamus, shu'abori akol. So then, us'u pischi olam, then we are more involved. Miuze melech ha'kovod, that's Hashem tzvois. It's not Hashem Gibor Melchama. It's not the Izus V'Gibor. It's Hashem Tzvois, the one who, as the Malbim says, gains the respect of everyone. So when we look at these three selections from David HaMelech, so we give expression first to the universal recognition, Ki LaHashem Amlucho Moshe Bagoyim. Then we give expression to the seeming duality, miracles and nature, and God can keep both at the same time, and it doesn't require what we would call a form of Yichud Abore. And then finally another duality, right? That he's a God who can be feared and a God who can be, we can be frightened by him and we can be awed by him. That's also part of Yichud, that it's the same Ribbono Shel Olam. Michael? So now we have the last three psukim from the Nevi'im. So again, where are we up to over here? The idea, the goal, is to look at the different aspects of Malchus. What are the different meanings of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are different parts of the Avoda? What are the kinds of things that we should be going through our minds? So we have that God's control of the world, Hashem Yimloch. We have the special relationship to Klal Yisrael, Shuas Melech Bo. We have the obligation of subjects to celebrate. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. That's when we have the meals. We're celebrating Malchus. That's why Nehemiah said to the Jewish people, Luchu ichlu mamtakim. Luchu ichlu mashmanim. Ushtu mamtakim. Ki chedves Hashem yimu'uzchem. After we had Rosh Hashanah with Nehemiah, and it wasn't, the Musar was overwhelming. Because we came back from Bavel and we were a motley crew. Those who came back from Bavel came back with non-Jewish wives, and we were not Shomer Shabbos then. So then when we came to the gathering in Rosh Hashanah, you can imagine the Musar Shmuz that we got from Nehemiah, and it got us. It was a successful maggid, and it says everybody was sort of wiped away. So after the morning session, I don't know exactly what it was. I don't think exactly it was before Anshei Nesach Gdolos. They didn't have musaf. They probably blew shayfers. Yeah, they probably did. They probably, I don't know what it looked like. But after, so then he picked them up, and he said, "Now go home and have a suda." Right? L'chu ichlu, not just a suda, l'chu ichlu mashmanim, have a good suda, shumam takim. Right? Why? Because we're celebrating Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. So as frightened as we have to be, because it's Yom HaDin, Vahi b'shurin melech b'sasei v'rashi yom, if we don't celebrate the Malchus, then we're not noting the Malchus as we should. And then we went on to discuss the universal recognition of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once again, we were to two other sort of dualities. Again, the miracle nature, Yiras Hashem, Yiras HaRemimus. All right? And then, the last three psukim are the psukim from Nevi'im, times to come. Ko yamar Hashem, Melech Yisrael v'go'alo, Hashem tzvos, ani rishon v'ani achon, umibaladai ein Elokim. I was always here, and there's no one else besides me. The Malbim understands that Yeshaya was addressing those who don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, those who have ideas that are of kfir, that are inconsistent with what we believe. So there are those who believe, those who thought that God is not eternal, and there are those who thought that God is not the only one. So apparently, that part of Malchus is being mechazek our emunah, strengthening our belief. And and addressing various questions or sources of subject that we would have. That's also part of Malchus. What other Yom Tov would it be? We would address some of the questions or sfeikas that we have. So Rosh Hashanah, Chizuk Emunah, strengthening one's belief, means reviewing in our own minds, in our own hearts, and seeking the Chizuk, the strength, and the resolution, the best of our ability. That's, I think, what the Pasuk is saying. Why else would this Pasuk be in the 10 Pesukim? Why would we choose a Pasuk where David, where Yeshaya Novi, of all the Pesukim of Malchus? So Yeshaya Novi says that he speaks to the Kofer. These are those who question the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's not a very good, would not be my top choice of a Malchus Pasuk. Right, so, but apparently, that's part of the avoda of Malchus. Is person individually announcing God's Malchus means feeling strengthened in core emunah, core belief. The Ne'emar, go ahead, Sam. Yeah. It creates, creates more kashas. Yeah. V'ne'emar v'olu moshim artzion l'shpot es ha'reisav. This is Yavos HaMashiach. There'll be a time when the when Claudius religion, the Malbim says this is a reference to the battle of Gog u'Magog. V'hoyso l'shem ha'mlucha oz tazchil mulchemes Gog u'Magog. This is a preparation, a pasuk that begins to prepare the two levels, the two tiers of Mashiach. But again, it leads to and results in the universal recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Lishvot is HaReisav. And finally, the Ne'emar V'hoyo Hashem L'melech HaKol Haaretz by Yom Yechon Hashmo Echon, again a reference to the universal recognition, and V'hoyo Hashem L'melech Ahuyeh Hashem Echon Ushmo Echon, right, which means the universal acceptance of Yichud HaBorei. All right, now all this comes together in my mind in the crescendo with Shema Yisrael. Why is that? Because when we say every single day Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, what are we thinking? We say Hashem Echad. God is one. What's the Kabbalah's Omach Shemaim? So that means, so you're thinking in terms of my obligation towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. The next pasuk, V'yahavta to Hashem Elokeinu b'chol levavcha. Right now, how does that come out of Echad? Why isn't that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu? Yeah. So what's Hashem Echad though? What does it mean that when you say God is one, what does that mean? What's that?
If you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God.
Yeah.
The other nations have their God. Other nations have their God. Hashem Echad, Hashem is only one. So there are no other.
So Hashem Echad means there is only one God. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Rashi seems to say that that's the idea that we express, but Rashi phrases it in terms of the Osa Lovo. The Rashi in this pasuk says, "V'hoyu b'yom hu yeh Hashem Echad u'Shem Echad." In other words, apparently, when we think about Hashem Echad, so we think about God is the only God, is only one of Him, and Rashi takes a step further and says, and there will be a time when that is universally recognized. The Kabbalah's Omal Cheshmaim is the idea that we're looking forward to a time, it's not now, it's not happening, hasn't happened, but that'll happen. Alright? What else do our minds when we say Hashem Echad? What are the other ideas that
So it, it,
unique, okay. Like we'd say in English, one of a kind. Right? That's the Ramchal. Ramchal says, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means there's only one of him. Only one of him. That's a little bit different than saying that there's only one God. It means that he is, that collection of power, that omniscience, it's only one, right? In other words, uniqueness. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is all-powerful, but there can only be one omniscient, only one omnipotent God. And the third approach that we find in the Rishonim is Hashem Echad means that Yichud HaBorei, that even though there are disparate presences or disparate presentations of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's all one. Hashem Elokeinu, even though, I think the Ramban refers to this, Malbim certainly refers to Hashem, we often say Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, Elokeinu is Midas HaDin, right? Hashem is Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is the Borei, Elohim is God, who we see in an ongoing way, the different understandings of Hashem Elohim. But if the Pasuk is saying Hashem Elokeinu, there are different, God presents himself in different ways, but Hashem Achad. So our Kabbalah's Omal Choshmayim is, I don't know if it's one of these three or all of these three. Right? I have a person very close to me who complains every so often, and I owe them a good answer. He says, how could it be that the core pasuk of Klal Yisrael is that the machlok is what it means, right? So this is the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, right? Everybody has to know, so how could it be that the difference of opinion as to what that means, and that's already a little bit too much of a machlokas, you know? So I said that it's not that it's a machlokas, it's all three ideas are true, right? We may not be 100% sure which idea we're expressing over here, but nobody's saying that the other idea is not correct. But I think that the kash is written in the terrace. There should be in your core belief of Klal Yisrael, I don't know, there should be some overwhelming agreement. I'm not sure. You don't think, Laurie? Here, what was that? No, they certainly can all coexist. The question is. I think I'll be part of it. Is that Michael? It could be. Nechanami. Kol amarich ve'echon. Right? It probably means that. When Chazal say, should be marich ve'echon. So my yeshiva katana teachers told me, it doesn't mean that you say a long komets. A long komets means that you're saying aleph ches, aleph, 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 dalet. But he said, no, it means that marich means you say echon, and then you think about it. Right, then that's the tag. Again, my early rebbeim would say. So, what I find very impressive is that the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the 10th pasuk, brings together all the varying ideas of malchus that have been expressed. In other words, if we go back over the psukim, so we began with control, Hashem Shira Sayyam, Shem Yimach Olam Ve'ed. So that is the first idea that Michael expressed. Right? Then we had the Shruas Melech Bo, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's special Rel Hashem Elokeinu, that Shema Yisrael is the recognition that Klal Yisrael has to participate. Yaakov turns to his children, and then the various dualities that we had, whether it's miracles and nature, or whether it's Yiras being scared and being awestruck. So the different, they are all part of Yichud HaBorei, they're all Kadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, and their references to universal recognition, they're also part of Yichud HaBorei. That's what I would suggest, that over the course of when we're thinking about Malchius, that I hope that we've been successful in taking an idea which is often just an amorphous, hard to wrap your mind about. Go ahead, Nathan.
So if you look at the psukim,
Yeah.
The first nine all have the word Melech in it.
Yeah.
The last one, Shema Yisrael, doesn't have the word Melech.
Yeah.
But ironically, based on what you said, it combines all the previous nine ideas.
Yeah.
So it has more, you know, it Hashem Echad means all those things we just said together.
But together, yeah, yeah. And hopefully this will give greater, flesh out the idea of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and give us various more specific ideas to think about as we ponder Malchus over the course of the Yom.
Hashem Yimloch along the way is a brisa. I forgot who says it. I said it. If the B'nai Yisrael, if the B'nai